Welcome to the netzpolitik.org podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl, and my guest today is Jochai Benkler from the Yale University. He is author of the book The Wealth of Networks. And Mr. Benkler, what are the wealth of networks?
Well, the basic idea is that we're seeing through digital networks a decentralization of the basic capabilities of producing and exchanging information, knowledge, and culture. As a result, we're seeing innovation and economic production of the most advanced kinds, like, for example, the development of the most sophisticated software, being developed in completely new models, decentralized, heavily dependent on social motivations and social structures rather than on markets or on firms or on government firms. In addition to the economic effects, what we're seeing is that as complex modern democracies, we have all, in our various forms, developed within the context of mass media. And for the first time, we're starting to see what happens to democracy when several orders of magnitude more people and groups can decide what is important news, cover it, research it, report it, communicate it, when people can mobilize much more effectively. At a broader level of abstraction, when people can participate actively in producing their culture so that the stories we tell to one another in text, in video, in audio, about who we are and what life can be like, now come not from a relatively small number of high production value industrial model producers of culture, but rather in a very decentralized form. So when I say the wealth of networks, what I mean to imply is that a set of technological conditions has given individuals and groups greater practical capacity and greater authority to make the information environment we occupy both as